remember last time, Carl Morgan overthrew the communist government and began ruling as Tsar of Russia. It is now 3 days later as we join Tsar Carl, who is sitting in his counting house, counting all his money. Let's listen.
$4.35, $4.45, $4.50, $5.
Your Majesty?
What do you want? You're supposed to grovel when you see me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Grovel, 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 grovel.
That's better. Now, what is it?
There's a lady outside from Belleville, Illinois. She says you know her. She knows you.
Belleville, Illinois. That must be Julia. Well, just don't show her in, man. Stand there.
Yes, Your Majesty. Grovel, grovel. Right this way, miss.
Hello, Carl.
Julia, I'm so glad to see you. What are you doing here?
Well, I seen in Newsweek where you got the Tsar gig, and I thought I'd look you up.
Oh?
Yeah. I'm a little down on my luck. I blew the $4 million I inherited on a knock-over-the-bottle game at Coney Island, and I thought I'd hit you for a little touch.
I have a better idea, Julia.
Yeah? What's that, Carl?
Well, I know it hasn't always been easy for us, Julia. I realize we've had our little disagreements in the past and our share of silly arguments. But why don't we let bygones be bygones? Why don't we get married?
Oh, Carl, not that again. Why don't you come off it?
Well, you would be the Empress of Russia, you know.
Oh, that's right. Oh, Carl.
Oh, Julia.
Well, what's going to happen next time? Don't fail to miss our next exciting episode when we'll hear Empress Julia say,
Carl, you're not groveling.